Hello?
That's cool. Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodmir from Family First. This is Brian Martin.
Yes.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing good.
Glad to hear that. Ma'am, I'm calling you for two reasons. First one I'm calling you about is that I don't know, are you receiving text messages from me, or I don't know if something's wrong with my line or anything?
Receive a text message. Let me check.
Yeah, Bria. Because I mean, the reason I've been texting you is because I do have some visits. In this case, it's two visits. I mean, from the 1st of July. Let me tell you the other one I have here. The 23rd of July as well, which right now is not has. I mean, was not paid for payroll, because you are clocking out of range, you know, and we can fix it with a timesheet, as Aubrey does, and most of the time. But right now, like, I don't have like any responses from you on text, so I don't know if this phone number was even working, you know. So that's the reason also I'm calling to check in, you know.
I didn't know. Sorry, I'm reading the messages right now because, like, my phone was on Do Not Disturb. Let's see. Any friendly for Sam?
Okay, so
Oh,
I'm a text.
how
Go ahead.
would I send, like, the timesheet?
Yeah, a timesheet. It's a form that we have here in the agency, on which we are able to process a shift from yours in case like there's any AVV trouble. So like in this case, out of range visits. So I can send you the form via text or email if you want to. So you fill it out, or also I have a link. I mean, I have a link on which you can fill out, and then send it to me, and send me a timesheet, you know, like for you to fill it out. It mostly requires like your signature, the patient's signature, the date, and the hours that the shift was taken. You know, that's
Oh,
mostly
okay.
all it takes. Okay, so can I send you the link on the same text message I've been trying to?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me send it right now. Guess like we had those pending visits in the since the 1st, and I was like concerned the number was working. All right, I just sent it. Also, another reason I was calling you about is that I've been trying to reach out to Eleanor. I don't know if she's around or anything. I know I called
Oh.
you when you finished your shift. I'm sorry, but I've been trying to reach her so far.
No, she's been home. Usually, my dad takes the calls for her since he also is a he also works for my grandma as well.
Okay. Do you have a good number for me to reach her? Or like the dad? I don't know.
Let me check.
All right.
Let's see, and let me see my grandma. Okay, 201 878 6446.
Okay, 201-878-6446, right?
Yes.
And that's your father, right?
Oh no, that's my grandma's. I thought you wanted to reach out to my grandma.
No, I mean I'm writing reach out your grandma because it, well, as you said, it was like he always takes the call, but it's fine, it's fine.
Okay,
Okay.
okay.
Okay, I'm gonna give her a call. So yeah, if anything happens, just let her know that I've been trying to call her. And stuff. Maybe I had like the wrong number. I don't know. Not sure. But it's fine. It's fine. So be attentive and send me like I'm gonna also text you the dates needed on your text messages. So you send me those timesheets and you get paid for your hours. Okay. Also, I guess it was Aubrey or Brandy. I don't know who told me that you were all go that you were going to cover up from August the 6th until the 16th, right?
Yeah, because they're going away for a while.
Okay. All right. All right. They're going on vacation. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. All right. No problem. So
And
yeah.
so sorry, I was just going to let you know. I was gonna talk to both of them about like what's been happening. So just want to let you know.
No, no problem. No problem. I just adjusted the schedule so I can have everything back on track when just start clocking in only you, okay? So
Yeah.
yeah, as always, if you need anything, you can call me back on this line, okay? You're gonna use the
Okay.
same hours that they used to have, right?
Wait, repeat that one more time.
Yeah, in this case, I mean, like the just being curious. I mean, are you going to use the same exact schedule they used to follow so I can have the schedule adjusted? You know that, for example, right now you're splitting the hours. For one day you're splitting the hours with Aubrey. You start 9 to 1, and then she comes in 5 to 9. You know, but are you going to do it that way, or will you go just straight up the whole day? I don't know.
My mom told me that she was gonna give me like both her and my dad's hours, so I guess the whole thing I
Yeah, it's just normally we manage like schedules, so I don't know, are you going to divide your shift the way that they used to do, or are you just going to do your hours one way straight on the day? You know, like, because I know it's 9 to 1 and then 5 to 9, or are you just going to do 9 until you finish the hours for the day, or
I think
that's.
that's what I think the second option is that we're that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Let me put it here. So it's 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 4 hours. Aubrey used to do at night. So if I take it from you, it will be actually 9 to 5. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that should be fine.
All right. On the weekend shifts, I'll just let it be just as it was. It's 7 to 7 for Brandy's hours on Saturdays and Sundays, okay? Just for you to
Okay.
have the heads up. In between Mondays to Fridays, remember that it's 9 to 5, okay?
Okay.
All right, man. So everything is right now set. I'm gonna give Eleanor a call right now, okay? I appreciate your help and be attentive on the time. Just I'll send you the reminder text of the dates needed, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Bria. Have a good one.
You
Bye-bye.
too. Bye-bye.